Well, Irma was finally downgraded to a tropical depression last evening, and remnant area of low pressure essentially now as it moves on off to the north and west. What a remarkable journey by Irma. It'll be historical and in many cases sad, starting out with devastating hit on the northern Lesser Antilles and the U.S. Virgin Islands, where search and rescue, and eventually that will transition to search and recover operations, unfortunately, continue right now. And then moved, of course, into Cuba as a Category 5 hurricane Friday evening, hit the Keys on Sunday as a Category 4, into Marco Island Sunday evening as a Category 3, and then, of course, the big hit up across Jacksonville in northeastern Florida, even though the center was off to the west for Sunday night into Monday morning. Well, now on the underside of Irma, we're seeing quite a bit of dry air move in. That means clearing skies and a good deal of sun today. There will be some areas of fog to start out this morning due to all that saturated ground and a lot of standing water. But we will see temperatures get into the upper 80s this afternoon. And with relatively low humidity, really a pretty decent day for continued cleanup. We'll drop into the 60s tonight. Now, higher than average tides are going to continue, and it'll take a while for that to subside. So through tomorrow and Wednesday, higher than average tides means some localized flooding, especially along the St. John's River. It just takes a long time to flush all that extra water out of the system. After all, the St. John's River really only goes through Florida. It's hooked up by the Atlantic, and so when you get a lot of water pushed through the system, it doesn't have a lot of places to go once it's in that main stem. So we'll continue to see some periods of flooding, especially at times of high tide. Each high tide cycle will get a little bit lower, and then finally we'll see less flooding by the end of the week, into the weekend, but probably not back to completely normal until next week sometime. In the meantime, we get to enjoy the dry day today, and then tomorrow through Thursday and Friday, it'll be hot and humid, a more typical summertime weather pattern that will include some scattered afternoon thunderstorms each day, some locally heavy downpours, but at least not real widespread, so it shouldn't add too much to the flooding woes that we have now ongoing across the area. Temperatures will top out each day near 90 degrees, and then as we look ahead to your weekend, we'll start it out on Saturday, partly sunny, a wind shift to out of the northeast, not real strong, but out of the northeast should bring in some somewhat drier air, just an isolated shower, and temperatures that'll be in the 80s. Sunday, by the way, of course, the Jags are home. First home game of the season, the undefeated Jaguars can expect a partly to mostly sunny sky and pretty decent, mid to upper 80s. That sounds real warm, but you know it's about where we ought to be for this time of year. As far as the tropics are concerned, we still have Hurricane Jose out over the Atlantic, and it bears watching. The storm will kind of languish for the next several days out over the central Atlantic, and not moving much, kind of doing a little loop. And then it's going to come out of that loop, moving to the northwest Thursday night into Friday. And that loop is critical as to where it goes. But all indications are right now that this stays well east of Jacksonville and Florida. But it's not necessarily going to miss the entire U.S. We'll have to watch parts of the North Carolina up to Virginia and maybe Chesapeake Bay, as the system will get pushed on off to the north and west and then eventually turning more northward again. But it does look like right now stays well east of Jacksonville and Florida. We also have a tropical wave over the eastern Atlantic that bears watching, but otherwise there's no other areas of concern over the Atlantic. With all your weather all the time, enjoy today's sunshine. We deserve it, don't you think? I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.